now, he says, you can rejoice in them. Notice verse 13, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, they are to rejoice in what? The fiery trial which is to test you. And it's going to be normal Christian experience, by the way. Someone has put it this way, God hath not promised sun without rain, joy without sorrow, peace without pain. But God hath promised strength from above, unfailing sympathy, undying love. And that is a very lovely way of expressing it. Now, someone has put it in a little different language, an unknown writer, and the language of Scripture is used. That is the fiery trial. And we saw last time that David spoke of the fact that he was testing us and testing David, and it was like putting silver in the furnace to purify it. And you find that thought going all the way through Scripture, and Peter now has mentioned this fiery trial several times. Simon Peter knew what it was. He was crucified, finally. He was a martyr. And David certainly knew what it was to be put in the furnace. Now, David was being punished for his own sin, and that's the reason you never hear him whimper or cry out. He just asked for one thing, and that is that he'd not lose his fellowship with the Lord. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. He wanted fellowship with God, and God took him to the woodshed, and in my book, he whipped him in an inch of his life, and the poor man, I think the Lord whipped him enough, but David never complained. Now, will you listen to this? This is a little poem that I think expresses it in the best way I know how to. Out from the mine and the darkness, out from the damp and the mole, out from the fiery furnace cometh each grain of gold, crushed into atoms and level, down to the humblest dust, with never a heart to pity, with never a hand to trust. Molten and hammered and beaten, seemeth it ne'er to be done. Oh, for such fiery trial, what hath the poor gold done? Oh, 'twere a mercy to leave it down in the damp and the mold. If this is the glory of living, then better be dross than gold. Under the press and the roller, into the jaws of the mint, stamped with the emblem of freedom, with never a flaw or a dent. Oh, what a joy the refining, out of the damp and the mold, and stamped with a glorious image, oh, beautiful coin of gold. So God has a purpose. But rejoice, he says, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, this is very important, I think, for us to see. We're to rejoice in trials. Why? Because suffering prepares us for the coming of Christ. And that's the same thing that Paul said over in Romans 8:17. Paul put it like this. He says, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Now, I think we need to face up to it today. There's no shortcut to living the Christian life. There's no easy way. And the thought is, as we expressed it the other day, it was a quotation, a Christian life is a banquet, because that's what he's invited us to, the table of salvation. It's a banquet, but it's not a picnic. And we are to suffer for him and with him. And this will all come out at his coming someday. And that's the reason I make it very clear. I'd be embarrassed to sit down with Paul in the glory and be on the same level as him, because he suffered. And Simon Peter, we can criticize him today, but I tell you, we're going to look up to him when we get to heaven. Because, my friend, the Word of God makes it very clear that this is the way to live the Christian life, and suffering is what develops you. We heard so much today about husband-wife relations, and everything has to be smooth and lovely in the home. My friends, I don't agree with that at all. Death's going to come, and I know of nothing that drew my wife and me together like the death of our first little one. We sat there in that hospital room and just wept together and prayed together. And that is still just a sacred spot in our lives today. Did something for us. May I say it to you? And believe me, we wanted that little one.